ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನನಂದನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರಾವನ ಕಾರಿ ಯಮುನಾ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವ್ರಾಜಕಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ತರ ಸಚ್ರಿ ಶ್ರಂಶುಲಾಭಯ ಶ್ರೀನಾರವಿಂದ ಭಕ್ತಿವಿದಾಂತ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ ಶಿಲಭವಾದ ಕಿ ಜಯ. ಜಯ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವ್ರಾಜಕಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ತರ ಸಚ್ರಿ ಶ್ರಂಶುಲಾ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಠಾಕುರ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ. ಇಸ್ಕಾನ್ ಬಿಬಿಟಿ ಫೌಂಡರ್ಚಾರ್ಯ His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada ki Ananta Koti Vaishna Vrinda ki Namachari Shri Haridas Thakur ki Prem se kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki Shri Shri Radha Krishna Go Gopinath ಶ್ಯಾಮ ಕುಂಡ ರಾಧಾ ಕುಂಡ ಗಿರಿ ಗೋವರ್ಧನ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ವೃಂದಾವನ ಮಥುರ ಧಾಮ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ನವದೀಪ ದ್ವಾರಕಾ ಧಾಮ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಶ್ರೀಧಾಮ ಮಾಯಾಪುರ ಧಾಮ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಯಮುನಾ ಮೈ ಗಂಗಮಯಿ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ತುಳಸಿ ದೇವಿ ಭಕ್ತಿ ದೇವಿ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಸಾಂಬೇದ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಯುಗ ಧರ್ಮ ಹರಿನಾಮ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನ ಕೀ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನ ಯಜ್ಞ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಗ್ರಂಥರಾಯ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತ್ ಮಹಾಪುರಾಣ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಜಗದ್ಗುರು ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ನಿತಾಯ ಗೌರ್ ಪ್ರೇಮಾನಂದಿ ನಿತಾಯ ಗೌರ್ ಪ್ರೇಮಾನಂದಿ ಹರಿ ಹರಿ. ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಟು ಸಂಬಲ್ಪುರಿ, ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಟು ಸಂಬಲ್ಪುರಿ, ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್, ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಟು ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರು ಅನ್ ಗೌರಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಜವಾನ್ ಗ್ರೇ ಶಿಲಾ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ. ಓಂ ಅಜ್ಞಾನತಿಮಿರಂಧಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಂಜನಶಲಾಕಯ ಚಕ್ಷುರುನ್ಮೀಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀಗುರುವೇ ನಮಃ. ಶ್ರೀಚೈತನ್ಯಮನೋವಿಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಯೇನ ಭೂತಲೆ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪಕದಾಮಾಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಾಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ. ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರು ಶ್ರೀಯುತಪದಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರಂ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಂಶ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಾಗರದಾತಂ ಸಾಗನಾ ರಘುನಾಥಂ ವಿತಂ ತಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನಾ ಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ದೇವಂ ರಾಧಾಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪಾದಾನ್ ಸಾಗನಾ ಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀ ವಿಶಾಖಾವಿತಂ ಜ. ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧು ದೀನಬಂಧು ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾ ಕಾಂತ ನಮಸ್ತುತೆ ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗಿ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧೇ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿ ಪ್ರಿಯ. ವಾಂಛಾಕಲ್ಪತರುವ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುವೈವ ಚ ಪತಿತನಾ ಪಾವಣೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಟುಗೆದರ್ ಎವ್ರಿವನ್, ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ್ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ್ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ್ 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 ಹರೇ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ್ 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 ಹರೇ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ್ ರಾಮ್ ರಾಮ್. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यां नरं चैव नरोत्तमां देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भक्ति नेष्ट की। Before citing the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the personality of God and Narayan, unto Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author, unto Srila Prabhupada, our loving spiritual master. Dear devotees, brothers and sisters, young and old, I like to welcome all of you here in the Rukmani Dwarkadish Mandir in Los Angeles, California, which is Prabhupada's Western World Headquarters. This place is very dear to Srila Prabhupada. I feel Srila Prabhupada's presence here. And whenever I come here, I feel very, very enlivened simply by being here. And in the presence of deities and all the devotees. So this is simply by the mercy of a Mahabhagavat Vaishnava. Otherwise, it doesn't take place like that. So by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, so please repeat. Maitriyo vacha, iti adavare daksham अनुद्या शत्रुहन इति अध्वरे दक्षम अनुद्या शत्रुहन। शित्वा उदीचिम निशाशाद शांता वाक स्पष्टव जलम पीता दुकुलम संवृता निमिल्या दृक् योगा पथम समाविशत। मैत्रियो वाच इति अद्वरे दक्षम अनुद्या शत्रुहन। शिताप उदीचिम निषादा शांतवाक् स्पष्टवा जलम पीता दुकुलम संभ्रता निमिल्या दृग योगा पतम समाविशत। मैत्रियो वाच इति अद्वरे दक्षम अनुद्या शत्रुहन। शिताप उदीचम निषादा शांतवाक् स्पष्टवा जलम पीता दुकुलम संवृता निमिल्या दृग योगा पतम समाविश।
मैत्रेय वाच याद्वरे दक्षम अनुज शत्रुहन। Shishtarudichim nisasada santava.
Shishtarudichim nisasada santava.
Sprisvadalam pita dukula samrita.
Sprisvadalam dukula samrita.
Nimilya drig yoga patam samavisa.
Nimilya drig yoga patam samavisa.
Maitreya vacha.
Matajis. Maitriyo vacha. Maitriya said. Iti. Thus. Advare. In the arena of sacrifice. Daksham. To Daksha. Anudhya. Speaking. Shatruhan. O annihilator of enemies. Shitao, on the ground. Udichim, facing north. Nishashada, sat down. Shantavak, in silence. Sprashtva, after touching. Jalam, water. Pita dukolam samabrita, dressed in yellow garments. Nimilya, closing. Drak, the vision. Yoga patam, the mystic yoga process. Samavishat, became absorbed. Translation, please repeat. Maitreya, the sage told Vidura, O annihilator of enemies, while thus speaking to her father in the arena of sacrifice, Sati sat down on the ground and faced north. Dressed in saffron garments, she sanctified herself with water and closed her eyes to absorb herself in the process of mystic yoga. Purported by His Divine Grace, अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद फाउंडर चार्य ऑफ ग्रेट इस्कॉन। इट इज सेड दैट व्हेन ए मैन डिजायर्स टू क्विट हिज बॉडी ही ड्रेसेस इन सैफ्रन गारमेंट्स देयरफॉर इट अपीयर्स दैट सती चेंज हर ड्रेस इंडिकेटिंग दैट शी वॉज गोइंग टू क्विट द बॉडी गिवन हर बाय दक्षा। Daksha was Sati's father. So, instead of killing Daksha, she decided that it would be better to destroy the part of his body which was hers. Thus, she decided to give up the body of Daksha by the yogic process. Sati was the wife of Lord Shiva, who is known as Yogeshwara, the best among all yogis, because he knows all the mystic processes of yoga. So it appeared that Sati also knew them. Either she learned yoga from her husband or she was enlightened because she was the daughter of such a great king as Daksha. The perfection of yoga is that one can give up one's body or release oneself from the embodiment of material elements according to one's desire. Yogis who have attained perfection are not subject to death by natural laws. Such perfect yogis can leave the body whenever they desire. Generally, the yogis first of all becomes mature in controlling the air passing within the body, thus bringing the soul to the top of the brain. Then when the body bursts into flames, the yogi can go anywhere he likes. This yoga system recognized the soul. And thus it is distinct from the so-called yoga process for controlling the cells of the body, which has been discovered in the modern age. The real yoga process accepts the transmigration of the soul from one planet to another, or one body to another. And it appears from this incident that Sati wanted to transfer her soul to another body or sphere. Dear devotees, there's so much to learn from this purport and from this verse. First is that this Vedic culture, which is the ancient and the oldest, which was being followed by Lord Shiva and his wife Sati. Of course, Lord Shiva, in one place, Srila Prabhupada is saying that he is identical with Krishna. Lord Shiva is guna avatar of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Sati, Sati means a chaste woman. She is very chaste. Here's something what is there to learn. Even if a father is not acting properly, he should be rejected immediately. And one who is on the mental plane, one who is sense gratifier, one who is after sense gratification, doesn't matter who he may be, me, you, he, she, he cannot understand the things as they are. As all of you know that Daksha, he offended Lord Shiva. He was not able to understand the great position of Lord Shiva. Though Lord Shiva was a son-in-law of Daksha. Because too much sense gratification, he was very puffed up. Daksha means he was very expert in producing children. This is the meaning of Daksha. So, though he is one of the progenitor, you know, and a king sitting on very high seat, but same time, he is not very pure. He is not pure enough. If he was pure enough, then why he offended Lord Shiva? He respected everyone, but he offended Lord Shiva. So Sati, Sati means who is very, very faithful to her husband. Actually, this Parvati, Sati, she has so many different names, Durga. She is very chaste. Mother Lakshmi is also very chaste. The wife of Brahmaji is also very chaste. So, this Vedic culture was like that. Vedic culture, women used to stay very, very chaste to their husband. And here, in this instance, you see, when she came to know that my father has offended my husband, who is very, very exalted. Actually, Lord Shiva was very exalted. And, you know, when the ocean was churned, then first this halahal, wish, this sinful poison came. And it could have devoured the whole world. So much poison. But then everybody was ready. They went to Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu said, you go to Lord Shiva. He can only rescue you from this. Lord Shiva is so merciful. He drank the ocean full of poison, you know, and kept in his throat. And his throat turned blue. And he became, his another name was Nilkant. Nil means blue. Who has a blue throat. Actually, Lord Shiva is very, very exalted. And she understands because she is very pure. Sati is pure. In this lifetime, in this life, her body was given by Daksha. But soul is all pure. Soul has nothing to do with this body. Very, very important point. Prabhupada further also trying to establish this point in connection with yoga. Yoga people think you just twist your body and stay healthy and enjoy the senses. This is not the yoga. Yoga means you link yourself with Krishna. But people have, you know, distorted the meaning of yoga, and so many nonsense things are going on all over the world. And people are gliding down towards the hellish condition. So Mother Sati, when she came to know her father has offended her exalted husband, then first place she also made the mistake. Her mistake, as all of you must be knowing, that she tested Lord Ram when he was performing this pastime. Then Mother Sita was kidnapped by Ravana. Lord was crying with his younger brother. And from far, Lord Shiva, Sati was accompanying him. And he paid his obeisances to Lord Ram. And then Mother Sati said that, my dear Lord Shiva, what you did this? What? He is the son of a king, Dashrath, and he's crying for his wife, and you paid your obeisance to him? You are the Mahadev, you are the chief of the demigods. No, my dear Sati, he is my worshipable Lord. He is performing his Leela. Generally, sometimes it is seen, Matajis, they think that we are very, very intelligent, you know. I don't know about the Matajis in Los Angeles, but in other places, they are seen, you know. They think we are very intelligent. Mother Sati is also thinking the same way. Then she went and tested Lord Ram. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. She felt very bad. She assumed the form of Sita. But then Lord Ram immediately went, paid her obeisance. He said, my dear mother, where you left Lord Shiva alone? So then Sati felt very bad. Now she came back. And she hears the devotion of Lord Shiva to Lord Ram, to Krishna, to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These are the teachings of Lord Shiva. And when she came back, and now she is totally pacified, and Lord Shiva inquired, no, you are satisfied? Yes, yes, yes. What you were saying was right. Before she was very stubborn. She didn't listen. Now she is saying, oh, okay, okay. Now Lord Shiva wanted to know what happened, what she did, how she became so convinced so quickly. He meditated, and he found that she has assumed the form of my mother Sita. He immediately rejected her. From today onward, I cannot have a relation with you as a husband and wife because Sita is my mother. This is the greatness of Lord Shiva. You know, in Kali Yuga, you know, so we have become so fallen. Even gurus have a disciple with the, gurus have a relation with the disciple, female disciples. Make disciple, wife, very, very sinful, very, very sinful. even otherwise happening in the material world, that it is seen. One of, you know, I was instrumental to initiate one Mataji, and she came and told them, my father has molested my other sisters, and I escaped myself. This is happening, and this is maybe common here in the West. It's in India also, you know. People are becoming very, very sinful. They're degrading themselves. Influence of Kali Yuga. So, Lord Shiva's greatness, his devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he said, I cannot accept you as my wife, no. You are my mother, no. She understood this was her fault. Anyways, long story, then she came to know that my husband is being offended by my father. She immediately rejected, and she didn't want to keep that body. This is a devotion. So, what is there to learn from here? That our mothers here in the Western world, don't think that you're from the Western world. Try to meditate upon this point. You are a soul, and you are a part and parcel of Super Soul Sri Krishna. Sometimes we think, oh, I am born in this atmosphere, I have to be like this. No, this is material conditioning. This is mind's conditioned state. Many times I have seen some devotees married once, two, three times. One devotee has said, you were already married second time. Oh, but now still I cannot control my senses. He may be in 50s, you know, still he got married again. This is all mental, you know, speculation. And we are on the mental plane, mental conditioning, you know, mind conditioning. This cannot let us progress on the path of devotion. Try to meditate upon this point. I am not this body. It doesn't matter. I have taken birth here in the Western world or anywhere in the world. I am a soul and part and parcel of Super Soul Sri Krishna. Now my only business is that I should come to that soul platform. I should understand this. And you know, once I was here in the Rath Yatra, Los Angeles, and this devotee, Arizona, what is his name? Dashrath. And one Mataji, I am standing, a sannyasi there, she came just brushing me, you know, I didn't see. So then I felt very bad. Is this Mataji? She just, you know, brushed me, and she didn't see that sannyasi is standing. Then Dashrath said, Maharaj, this is Los Angeles. Los Angeles, Los Angeles. So, no, we have to learn. Otherwise, our future is in dark. We have to become chaste. And women should not touch any. What to speak of touching sannyasi? Women should not touch anybody other than her husband. If anybody try to do this, sometimes chaste women, so many stories are there in the scriptures. If anybody looks, chaste Mataji's, you know, with lusty desires, he was burnt into ashes. This is the power of a chaste woman. This one story goes, little story. There's one saint in the jungle, and he became very powerful by performing austerity. Austerity cannot, you know, melt our heart. We can, devotion is different than the austerity and this, what you call, yoga system. He made some advancement, and one day he was performing the yoga or meditation in the jungle. What happened? So many of these sparrows came and started making noise. And he became very angry, because he's not a devotee. He's a yogi. He said, I curse all of you, all the sparrows, you should die. All the sparrows died. So he became very puffed up that I am a great yogi. Now he thought of coming and beg some alms. He went in one house and he said, Bhiksham Dehi, give me some alms. So this mother was very chaste mother. This lady, this Mataji, was very faithful to her husband. And she was busy doing some service to her husband. And this yogi, because he was puffed up, said, why don't you give me alms first? I have to go to the next house. Got angry with this Mataji, who was busy doing some service. And the Mataji replied, said, I am not a sparrow. You killed some sparrows there in the jungle. So how she came to know? Then I killed sperm. Then he came and fell at her feet. I said, please, mother, forgive me. This is the power of chastity. Where is this power? It's going away. With the increase of this Kali Yuga age, Matajis are becoming very loose, actually. Those who are loose, they are not, they cannot be called Mataji. Mataji means worshipped. Who's very, very chaste. If Matajis are loose, if Mataji is trying to attract any other man's intention, then man will go to hell and Mataji will also follow him. It's not that she is making him fall down, she will also go to hell. So this is very, very serious situation. Something very, very serious to learn here. It's going on. And I have seen the greatness of this Mahabharata sitting here in front of us. It just started this moment. I saw one magazine of New Vrindavan. This one, Western Mataji. And this Mataji is, you know, smiling. And she's taking care of a mother cow. And how she's dressed up to here. Her head is covered. She's looking so chaste. And I was so impressed simply by seeing this picture. This personality had changed them. This Western world, everybody's loose, you know. But Prabhupada's purity, Prabhupada's power has changed. Now, as soon as he left for the spiritual world, again we are coming loose. So my humble request to all of you, please, maintain that standard which Prabhupada has given us. Otherwise, our future is in dark, which we don't understand. Our future is in a great dark. And I have seen Prabhupada's concern for all of us. Prabhupada said, where that Vedic culture has gone? Why he was worried? Because this is the nature of a Vaishnavas, par dukh dukhi. If Vaishnava sees someone suffering, they suffer. When we see someone suffering, we enjoy. But when Vaishnava sees someone suffering, they suffer. Par dukh dukhi. So such a great Vaishnava is very rare. It's my good fortune that this great Vaishnava gave me his personal association. I saw him very closely. And I had no doubt. No doubt that he was not from this world. Recently I met one Gaudiya Vaishnava. I found one of his book. And I was very much impressed with this book of this Gaudiya Vaishnava. And I wanted to see him. So I went to see him. And he said, whose disciple you are? I said, I am disciple of His Divine Grace, E.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So then this Vaishnava, you know what he said? Your Guru Maharaj was not from this world. He has come from Gaulok Vrindavan. This was his immediate comments. And many, you know, Gaudiya Vaishnava, they don't respect Prabhupada because there's no purity in the heart. Envy is not gone yet. If I'm envious, if my heart is unclean, if I'm lusty for anything, lusty for man, lusty for name, fame, you know, I want money, I want women, I want disciples, I want everything, then envy will increase in the heart. Why they were not appreciating Srila Prabhupada, who is a transcendental personality, who has come from the spiritual world, but this Vaishnava is also Gaudiya Vaishnava, but he appreciated Prabhupada. That Prabhupada was from the other world. Devotees, we have to, not that we every day hear Bhagavatam, listen, go away. No, we have to become like Bhagavatam. What is given, all of we have this potency. We are all Krishna's part and parcel. It's not that we are just from the other world, from the hellish world. Because of our karma, we have, you know, put ourselves down in the hellish condition. But we are Krishna's part and parcel, which is confirmed by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Mamai vamso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. Mana shashtani indriyani prakritim sthani krishati. All the jivas are my part and parcel. But now, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, including mind. This is our position. But we are Krishna's part and parcel. And he was transcendentally situated, our Gurudev Srila Prabhupada. And he didn't discriminate with anybody, with white, black, brown, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, because he knew he was transcendentally situated. Because everybody is Krishna's part and parcel. And he was able to revive our original consciousness. Still the Maya is very powerful. See the how powerful is Maya? When Krishna personally went to Duryodhan, he told Duryodhan, my dear Duryodhan, please don't fight. Your brothers, they are not interested in fighting. Lord became the messenger of his devotee. This is the greatness of our Lord Sri Krishna, who is our father, mother and everything. And this rascal Duryodhan, who's lusty for kingdom, lusty for a woman, lusty for everything, you know. Envious person. Lord is advising, there's nobody beyond Krishna. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Krishna is the cause of all causes. Even there are so many incarnations. Ete chamsakalapam sam. Krishna stu bhagavan swayam. Indarari vyakulam lokam mridiyanti yuge yuge. Krishna has so many incarnations. Kalavatar, Amshavatar, Manvantaravatar, Shaktavishavatar. So many different. But Krishna is a Bhagavan himself. Nobody is beyond Krishna. He is our father, mother, everything. And he has become the messenger of his friends and devotees. Arjun and Pandavas. And Rascal Duryodhan is not ready to listen to him. See how powerful is Maya. And actually, we cannot accuse even Maya. This is our karma. Our karma which spoils us, which ruins us. In a conditioned state, we will go on committing sinful action. Every action has equal and opposite reaction. As long as I am conditioned, as long as I am lusty, envious of others, I am full of envy, I am prone to commit sinful acts. And it's not that, oh, I committed this sinful act because I was at conditioned state and Yamdutas will forgive me. No, they won't forgive me. They will punish me. Punishment is going to be there. So, we have to get out of this conditioned state. And the message from this verse is, we have to follow, all the mothers should follow this mother Sati. She's so chaste when her great husband, who's identical with Krishna, when her father, you know, offended him, she immediately rejected and she gave up the body. She said, I don't want to keep this body because this body is given to me, means my soul, by you. In previous verses you have heard that she said, whenever I think I'm your daughter, I feel disgrace. I feel unhappy. This is a proper thing to do. This made Sati very high by respecting her husband, even by disrespecting her father or rejecting. And see this, though Lord Shiva didn't do anything, his followers, you know, they destroyed everything. Later on you will see this, further it will come. But Daksha, who was sense gratifier, and his head was cut off. And then he had the head of a goat. See, such a shame. King has a head of a goat now. And what is this surgery nowadays? What do you call it? Plastic surgery. This was so advanced in those days. His head was burnt into ashes. And now said, he cannot be revived. So something has to be done. And then said, okay, then bring the head of a goat. And head of a goat was placed on the head of a daksha. And he has a goat head, two horn and looking at it. If you offend a Vaishnava, Vaishnavanam jatha shambhu. This is in the Bhagavatam. Of all the Vaishnava, Lord Shiva is the greatest Vaishnava. We must respect. And I want to avail the opportunity and tell you, I have seen many times devotees offending Vaishnava. They say, Lord Shiva. Many times. Don't do this. I will tell you one story. Little story. I am allowed to go a little further. Beyond 8:15, I can go. Huh? Thank you. Okay. You know, I was in the Delhi temple. There is one, our ISKCON temple, I think it was in Lajpat Nagar somewhere, those days. And there is one temple of Lord Shiva, it's called Malai Temple. South Indian temple. And I heard one celestial snake comes on Shivalingam. I was very, inquisitive to see that, you know. So there was one American devotee, who was not initiated that time. I think I was initiated that time. So this devotee, I said, Prabhu, let's go. He was a bhakta to see the temple. He came with me. As soon as we entered Lord Shiva's temple, I paid my obeisances. And this devotee didn't, but we didn't see any snake. Only Shivlingam was there. And when we came out, and this devotee, he was very upset with me. He was mad at me. He said, why you paid your obeisance to Lord Shiva? I said, why not? Prabhupada says, we are devotees of Krishna. We should not pay our obeisance to Lord Shiva. So I didn't say anything to him. And Prabhupada was very easily to approach, you know. Some of us, very difficult to approach. But Prabhupada was very easy. I approached Prabhupada. I said, Prabhupada, you said that we should not pay our obeisance to Lord Shiva. So who said? I said, Prabhupada is such and such, you know, bhakta. I don't know what Prabhupada said. I forget that part. He is a rascal or something like that, Prabhupada said. But what I remember vividly, he said, what is you think of Lord Shiva? What he thinks of Lord Shiva? A Vaishnava should respect an ant also. Because she is also Krishna's part and parcel. We should respect an ant. Lord Shiva is the greatest Vaishnava. This is Prabhupada's wording with me, I'm telling you. And then Prabhupada, what he said? I remember this very vividly. He said, Prabhupada says this, Prabhupada says that. I never say this, I never say that. And they quote me. Prabhupada said this. So we have to be very, very careful. Otherwise, we will miss the, you know, opportunity, golden opportunity, which is originally given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and then by this great Acharya, great Vaishnava, Srila Prabhupada, in this age of Kali. He has given us this opportunity of returning back home, perfecting our life by becoming Krishna conscious. Devotees, so much to hear, but I won't go very long. Further, you know, Prabhupada's talking about Lord Shiva is a Yogeshwara and Mother Sati must have learned because she is the daughter of Daksha. She must have learned this art from Daksha of quitting her body of her own. And the further one point Prabhupada has made here that then when the body burns into flames, the yogi can go anywhere he likes. This yoga system recognizes the soul. Prabhupada is establishing here that we are soul. And in the Western world, it's so difficult. People are not ready to accept that we are soul. They think we are this body, and body is all in all. Prabhupada is, with his causeless mercy, he's trying to establish the science of soul. And we are soul. But now we have become conditioned soul. We don't understand. And thus, it is distinct from the so-called yoga process for controlling the cells of the body. So-called yoga process. Prabhupada said the yoga process, yoga is this modern days yoga is not a gymnastic, you know. You perform some gymnastic and stay healthy. No. Real yoga is that you link yourself with Krishna. This Jnana Yoga, Dhyana Yoga, Raya Yoga, Hatha Yoga, Sankhya Yoga. So many yogas Krishna has described. But the best yoga is the Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga is the best yoga which is given by Srila Prabhupada to the whole world. And how he was able to give this Bhakti Yoga? Because he was a greatest devotee of Krishna. He was himself devotee. That's why he gave this devotion to everyone. And devotion is very, very important. Very, very important. Devotees, without devotion, there is no emotion. You remember this? Without devotion, there is no emotion. Our emotions are gone because no devotion. Why we are fighting? Why we are envious of each other? Why pulling legs of each other? Because no devotion. No emotion. Then only commotion. Problem? Why problem? Because no devotion, no emotion, only commotion. And then, no promotion. No promotion to the spiritual world. We will be promoted to the cycle of birth and death. We came from the birth and death. 8,400,000 different species of life. But Prabhupada wants us to stop this cycle of birth and death. Because he is the true representative of Krishna. So devotion is, and best yoga is the Bhakti Yoga. And see, India, people are not following Bhakti Yoga. Whole world, they come, yogis come here and, you know, perform some gymnastic and foolish people follow them. And then these foolish, you know, yogis, they become victim of, you know, these women's and white women, and they go, the woman goes to hell, and the yogis also follow them. And it's so nonsense, you know, going on. Like one yogi met Prabhupada. I think he died, you know, recently, this yogi. This yogi met and Prabhupada, I said, Swamiji, what for you have come to this country? Prabhupada said, I have come here to preach Sanatana Dharma. So what do you mean by Sanatana Dharma? Prabhupada explained four regulative principles, get up before the four and follow Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. This is in short, Prabhupada gave. Swamiji, I think your this system is very difficult. I think one should be yogi during the daytime and bhogi at night time. The yogi is recommending. Then he said, Swamiji, if you want to preach to these Americans, then you should put on trouser and shirt and necktie and learn to eat with a knife and fork. Otherwise, these Americans are not going to listen to you. You know what our great spiritual master said? He said, I didn't come here to follow them. Means Americans. I didn't come here to follow them. I didn't come here to follow them, but I came here to make them follow me. And he did that. Only he could do this. Because of his purity. Now we have to hold on his lotus feet, pray for his mercy, and he will take us back home, back to Godhead. Christian says that Jesus is our savior. Prabhupada says once that yes, it's very good. Jesus is your savior. And when you commit sins, sinful activities, they say, Lord has died for me on the cross. It's very good. A son goes and commit murder, and when judge says, hang him, and son says, no, hang my father. What is this nonsense? It's nonsense. But I'm telling you, all of you, sitting here, and whoever is listening on the internet, I'm telling all of you that Prabhupada is our savior. All of you agree or you don't agree? You agree or don't agree? Those who don't agree, raise your hands. Okay, those who agree, raise your hands. You don't agree? You don't agree? Why don't you raise your hand? Prabhupada is our savior. Provided we become his good followers, his true followers, he will help us and save us, and he will definitely take us back home, back to Godhead. Thank you very much, and all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you for the encouragement. I always get encouraged here, you know, here in New Dwarka, Dham, Prabhupada's, you know, world headquarters, Western world headquarters. Any question, comments anybody has? I think everybody agreed with me. Eh? Hare Krishna. Thanks again.